Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Something you should know is that when you do dare to ask God, do the impossible in and through me, when you dare to step out, your fears will get stirred up. And we're going to deal with that in the weeks to come. But I want to tell you a story that illustrates it so well. It was at a conference, and I was talking about the whole idea of living out your purpose and your promise, the promise of God over your life. And a woman came up to me, and she said, you know what? She said, God told me to write a book. I know I was supposed to write a book. I went to my pastor, went to my spouse, I talked to my kids. Everybody who knew me, we were waiting for me to admit, yes, we were waiting for you to get a hold of that. Do it. Write the book. She got so excited for a moment, and then she got scared out of her mind. And so she kept putting it off. But the longer she put it off, the crabbier she got. And to the point where she got impossible to live with. And her loved ones were like, please, write the book. And she just couldn't do it because she was paralyzed in fear. And so one day she's driving in a car and she's ranting to God as to all the reasons, I can't do this. I can't do this. And she's shouting out to him, explaining, you know, it's everybody else's fault why I can't do this. But really, it was her own fear. At that very moment, a car pulled in front of her and slowed down and slowed her way down. And she's like, people like this, it's reasons like this, and I can't do this thing you're asking me to do. And so she picked up her cell phone and she's going to call the police on this rude person on the road who slowed down to slow her down. And so they said 911, and she said, there's someone ahead of me who slowed way down. And they said, well, ma'am, what's her license plate number? So she squints her eyes, she looks at the license plate, and it says, yes, you can. And she's like, never mind, thank you very much. And she shut the phone and the car sped away. She read the license plate and the car sped away. And she said, I just knew God was giving me the message, get to work. And you know, you can pray all day long, and we should be praying, but there are times when God has said go, you got to go. You got to at least take the next step. And so we're going to be talking about that in weeks to come. But if your fears get stirred up, do not worry. You got to take the next step. Lord bid me come. But when he bids you to come, you need to come. Take the next step. I had pastor and author Mike Glenn on my show a few times, and he's written the book, The Gospel of Yes. And here's an excerpt from that book. I love this. As the living Christ infuses every crevice and hidden place of believers' lives with his life, everything dark and broken is pushed out. His presence, alive in every Christ follower, changes even our desires. As we follow Christ, we begin to pursue different things. We let go of desires of our old lives and desire more the things of Christ. I don't know how this happens. I just know it does. One day you'll realize your tastes have changed. Let me tell you, my tastes have definitely changed. So here's two things I want you to do this week. I pray that you dare to ask God, do the impossible in and through me. Give me a vision for what that looks like. And then delight in the Lord. And here's what I want you to know. As you walk intimately with God, as you do the next thing he asks you to do today, you'll get where you need to go tomorrow.